This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين وآله وصحبه أجمعين. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone, and welcome to the next episode of Reflections on Past Times. Today, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to talk about a very, very important subject, and that is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our understanding of it. There's no doubt that everything happens by the decree of Allah and by the wisdom of Allah and with the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because it happens with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it's a divine message from Him, and it has a reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the cause for every effect that we see. Anything that we see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa al-musabbib subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our wisdom is limited. We can perceive some of the wisdoms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our life, but there is no doubt that the wisdom of Allah is much greater and much vaster. Our wisdom is limited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom is unlimited. So, just as a brief example, when a teacher decides to punish a student, the teacher wants to make this student an example to the other students. And the teacher decides on what to do to the student so that, number one, the student can learn a lesson, and number two, the other students in class can learn a lesson. And that is the limitation of the wisdom of the teacher. You can add one or two things, but there is a limit to that wisdom. Does the teacher's action take into consideration the feelings of the boy or the girl's friends in the neighborhood that are going to hear about this punishment? Does the teacher's action take into consideration, or does the teacher take into consideration what the parents of this child are going to think or feel? Does the teacher take into consideration what the parents of the other students in class are going to think or feel? No. And that is the limitation of our wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has infinite wisdom. So when something happens, you have to know that it happens with the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His wisdom only. And that everyone who it affects, and everyone who lives in its time and hears about it, or doesn't hear about it, or hears about it late, hears about it in the time they hear about it, or feel it in the time they feel it, or sense it in the time they sense it, with a divine wisdom from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is part of the meaning of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hakim, the all-wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the wise. There's nothing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does to us or makes us live through except that it has a wisdom. Whoever knows it, knows it. And whoever does not, does not. But we have to understand that we will never understand all of the wisdoms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. So, the wisdom of what is happening today. Today, perhaps this is the first time, and inshallah, the last time that our generations see something like this. This is a pandemic. And there's no doubt that it is happening with the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no doubt that Allah is testing us with this so that we can learn something. But what? What is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to learn? This is what we should be reflecting on right now. When we're at home, sitting on our couches, holding our phones, okay, flipping, you know, social media, watching different videos, playing different games, doing our homework, studying for a test, but we have a lot of time that we didn't have before. We should be thinking to ourselves, what is the wisdom behind this for me? What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want me to learn from this? And I think if we began to think like that, we will definitely start to change. And if we start to change, then know for a fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will aid you and assist you in this change. If you were never as practicing or as religious or as spiritual as you thought, as you wanted to be, then know that this is the time to change. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the ayat, He mentioned tests, punishments that befell the people before us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that they may return. Return to who? Return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَضَّرَّعُونَ, so they can humble themselves to Allah. Some people think that, you know, they control everything. Some people think that nothing can happen to them because they're strong, they planned everything, it's all planned out. What can possibly go wrong? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests them the way we are being tested today, just so they know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from above seven heavens is the one in control and not you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to learn that we are da'if, we are weak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. So, now, right now we're reflecting. Okay, so I want to help you reflect. And this is the purpose of this lecture series, inshallah. How am I going to do that? I want you to think. What is the reason that this is happening? What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to teach me from this? From this situation? Okay? That's number one. So, I'm going to help you discovering that today, inshallah. I want you to discover it. I want you to find out. With a series of questions and some examples, inshallah, that'll teach us, inshallah, a lesson. The first thing that we can learn is the scales that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala measures things with. Our scale and the scale of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are completely different. And the more they meet and match up, the more obedient we are to Allah. When something is a big deal, then, if it's a big deal to us, I mean, then is it necessarily a big deal in the scales of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Maybe not. Something may be light in our eyes, but very heavy on the scales of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll give an example. So one time I was in Medina, and one of my shuyukh, hafidhullah ta'ala, may Allah protect him, he gave a story. And he said, subhanallah guys, you know what happened? I said, what happened? All the students were sitting there, they said, okay, Shaykh, what? He's like, I have a crazy story for you. He said, in the courts, a couple of years ago, somebody walked in, a young man. He walked in to the courts, to the Islamic courts, and this is in Medina. And he said, I want to marry my mother. And all the judges said, Astaghfirullah, ya akhi, taqillah. What are you doing? What are you talking about? Say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. He said, yes, that's what I want to do. I want to marry my mother. I have two witnesses. Look, she wants to, I want to, that's it. Like, the conditions are there. What else do you guys want? They said, Ya akh, it's haram, ittaqillah, what are you doing? What are you talking, reconsider, astaghfirullah al-azim. Is there something wrong with your head? And they kept trying to convince him and convince him, but what? He's like, no, I want to do it. What do you think of a person like this? A'udhu billah, disgusting. Such a misguided person, right? On this is very disgusting in our eyes, right? Something that is totally unacceptable. But in the scales of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a dinar from riba, of usury, of riba, a dinar, like one unit, whether it's dollar, dinar, dirham, one dinar of riba, usury, is heavier in the scales of Allah than this action. But people look at usury as something very light. Something that's, oh yeah, it's just a dollar, it's just a dinar, it's just a dirham. No, but in the scales of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's completely different. So we need to readjust our scales. That's the first thing. Are our scales right? Do I see something as heavy as I should see it or not? Now, debt is one of the heaviest things on a Muslim in this dunya and in the akhirah. The Prophet ﷺ, in every salah, he would say, oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from debt, being indebted to others. And the Prophet ﷺ also didn't pray on the janazah of one of the companions because he was in debt. Debt is not forgiven on the Day of Judgment. Debt is something the person who they are indebted to has to forgive them for. If they don't, then it's very heavy on the Day of Judgment. Very heavy. And the hadith about this are many. But are our scales right? That's the first point, inshallah. So another point. Are we from the people of the dunya or the akhirah? Did you ever think to yourself, like, hey, you know, I wonder what type of person I am? Am I a person whose heart is attached to the dunya or whose heart is attached to the akhirah? And I'm going to give you a small litmus test to see that you can use yourself to be a witness on your own heart. So you can like begin this introspective journey. So when you daydream, you know, sometimes people sit back, they think about things, and then, you know, they start daydreaming. Their minds go off into la la land. They start thinking about stuff. Think about the last time you daydreamed. What were you daydreaming about? What were you thinking about? What is it that's on your mind so much that you even dream in the daytime about that thing? And I'm not even talking about night dream. I'm talking about daydream. If every time you daydream, it's about the dunya, then your heart is attached to the dunya. And if every time you daydream it's about the akhirah, then your heart is attached to the akhirah. Why am I saying this? It's a strong assertion, right? But when a person thinks of something a lot, and a person lives in what they think and they feel, it's running through their blood, it's in their emotions, it's in their heart, it's in their mind, it's in their soul. When the akhirah is there, all you're going to daydream about is the akhirah. You'll be sitting back just after reading a surah in the Quran, you'll be thinking of what? Jannah. I wonder what Jannah looks like. I wonder what the akhirah is going to be like. Ya Allah, what is the barzakh life like? What did I prepare for? And then you daydream. But when a person is only daydreaming about the dunya, then how can they claim that their heart is connected to the akhirah? So that's another, that's a litmus test. So do we weigh things in the scales in the correct, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to weigh them? Are our scales similar to the scale of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There's no doubt, ya akhwan, looking at what's happening in the world, we see a lot of interpretations, a lot of conspiracy as to where this coronavirus or this pandemic began, or how it began, or why it began. With all the theories, those are all irrelevant. That's irrelevant to us. Why? Because the fact that it's happening means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed it to happen. That's it. And to a believer, that's all that matters. There's nothing else that matters. What matters is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed it, and how can I reflect on the situation that we're in so that I can draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what we should be thinking. The way they can, the disbelievers can study and can research and can talk, and they can think of the causes. But the ultimate cause for all of this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree alone. And that is what the believer should connect themselves with. That's it. So a believer shouldn't be running around these conspiracy theories and where it began and how it began and why it began, and getting lost in that while neglecting the other side, which is, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His divine wisdom, want me to learn in this situation? The majority of our thinking should be that. Does that mean we don't research? Of course, no. We research, we study, we protect, we prevent, we do the best we can. But our heart should be only connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And trying to understand the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in making me live through something like this. That's what we should be thinking of. Because the disbelievers don't think of anything past what is ظاهر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They know the surface of the dunya. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. And they are heedless to the matters of the hereafter. Absolutely nothing. Tell me about the virus. It's like this. It's contagious via this. It does that. It does that. It spreads at this exponential rate. And then, okay. That's not all a believer should be talking about. And that's not all a believer, what all a believer should busy themselves or occupy themselves with. So, reflecting. Right? And that's the title of this lecture. So, all of these should help you reflect on yourself now. Somebody might be busy thinking of their future. Oh Allah, what's the future going to be like? What is this world going to be like? What's the economy going to be like? Am I still going to have a job? Am I still going to have a car? Am I going to have to do this? Am I going to do that? Are half of my neighbors going to die? You shouldn't think of the future like that. It shouldn't trouble you as a believer. As a Muslim that believes in Allah and that believes in the decree of Allah, you should be thinking of now. Okay, think of the past and think of what's happening now and how you can benefit from what's happening. That's it. That's exactly what you should be thinking of. How can I develop myself? How can I grow myself? What can I do to make myself better? Okay, so all of this talk about, okay, I wonder how the future is going to be. Am I going to get a degree or not get a degree? Am I going to make it to the team or not make it to the team? This is all irrelevant right now. You can plan for it. Okay, plan for whatever circumstance, but do not let your heart be attached to it. Absolutely not. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he said that tawakkul, true trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I want you to pay attention to this one. He said true trust in Allah is when the limbs, including the mind and the body, are so attached to this world, meaning in planning, in thinking of the past, the future, learning your lesson and what you're going to do, Right? So your limbs are occupied with that. Completely. As if there's no akhirah. Wow, that's a big one, right? So your limbs are occupied with the matters of the dunya, as if there's no akhirah. But the heart, and this is the crux of it right here. The heart, and this is what we're talking about, is attached to the akhirah as if there's no dunya. Allahu Akbar. Okay, let me run that back. The body, this is what trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. The body is attached to the causes, the asbab of this dunya, as if there is no akhirah. Your thinking, your planning, your strategizing, as if there's no akhirah. But the heart is only attached to the akhirah, as if there's no dunya. How do you balance between that? It's very difficult. Actually, it's not that difficult. Because the heart, إِذَا صَلُحَ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. Like the Sadiq al-Masduq, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he said that the heart, he said, أَلَا إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَى. That there is a part in the body. إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. إِذَا صَلُحَتْ, there's a body part that if it's good, then everything in the body becomes good. And if it is bad, then everything in the body becomes bad. He said, أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبِ. Indeed, it is the heart. And that's the only body part we need to focus on right now. When we're thinking of ourselves, inside ourselves, what we occupy ourselves with on our free time is connecting ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the akhirah. Connecting ourselves. Develop habits right now. You never spend time with your wife and kids. You never spend time with your parents. You never spend time with your siblings. Now is the time to develop a routine, to start spending quality time with them. Now is the time to change. Like, you never had time to read your word in Qur'an, now is the time to develop a habit and to make it a lifestyle. They say, you know, in a few days you can develop a habit and then 40 days it becomes a lifestyle. Khalas. It sticks to you. So this is most, Allahu A'lam, it might last 40 days or more than 40 days or less than 40 days, we don't know. But start developing your lifestyle right now so that when everything opens up again, and things go back to normal, then by then you can be one of two people. You know, by the way, it can take three, six months, a year, year and a half, however long it takes. What matters is there are only two types of people that leave their houses when things go back to normal. The person that says, Alhamdulillah for this time. Alhamdulillah, if it wasn't for this pandemic and me staying home, I would have never knew how much I loved my wife and kids. I would have never knew how much I loved my husband. I would have never knew how much I loved my siblings. I would have never knew how much I loved reading. All you can start by developing these habits right now. You can start by making a lifestyle for yourself that's beneficial. A person can come out a year later, la qadr Allah, inshallah, doesn't last that long. But I'm saying you can leave and you can say, Alhamdulillah, I memorized this much Quran, I read this many books, I had really good times with my family, I did this, I did that. That project I always had on hold, Alhamdulillah, I did it, I completed it. I registered for this online course that I never had time to do. There's so many things that you can do. Start right now by busying yourself with good. Busying yourself with good. Yeah. Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, he has a profound saying. I want you to remember, I actually have it. It's on a portrait in my house because it reminds me all the time. So alhamdulillah, jazallah khair, my wife drew it and she wrote it up. She colored it. It's on a beautiful canvas right there in my living room. Every day I walk into my living room, that's the first thing I see. Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah said, إن لم تشغل نفسك بالحق شغلتك بالباطل. He said, if you don't busy yourself with truth, by default, it's going to busy itself with falsehood. If you do not busy yourself with good, by default, it's going to busy you with what? With falsehood. So, let's start building the schedule for ourselves, right? What I'm going to do every day in the morning, what time I'm going to study, what time I'm going to sleep until, when I'm going to pray my adhkar in the morning, that's very important. Read my Quran in the morning. Read the news, that's important. Read books, okay? Have a certain number of pages that you want to read, okay? Then you have breakfast. You can and like do your studies, have a couple hours set aside to do a certain, you know, if you go to high school, college, university, anything, just have a good schedule for yourself. Plan it out so that when you leave this pandemic, you leave accomplished. And you say, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed this, and now I understand the wisdom behind it. That's what we want. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, and I'll end with this, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. He said, it's very weird or very interesting, the matters of a believer. What is interesting? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءَ شَكَرْ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. If something good happened to them, they thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it was better for them. And إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءَ, you know, شَكَرْ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ or صَبَرْ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And if something bad happens to them, they were patient and it was good for them. So be patient. Plan your life. Replace the bad habits with good habits. Build a good routine for yourself. Start this mission of introspection. Look into your heart. Okay, classify yourself. And inshallah ta'ala, next episode, we're going to talk about the 6 levels of change that happen in the heart of a person on their path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So tune in inshallah. It's going to be this Thursday. Jazakum Allah khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who hear the word and follow that which is best from it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me for any mistake that I said. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aid us in these crucial times and make us from the people who follow the straight path. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa jazakum Allah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.